Knowing that I was going to be with you this morning, I wanted to present a poem written by Anne Cayanoga Rosin. Knowing that I was going to be with so many wonderful friends, this seemed beautifully appropriate. It is titled, Our Dearest Friend. Walking down a country road those many years ago, I knew it was time for a different direction, and so all proceeded duly, marriage, children. Much has changed, but yet the me that looked out of my eyes at that particular juncture long ago is the same. It is the same me now, always the same. Ah, now that is the glory. The exquisite sense of solace of never having left one's true abode. For the awareness that peers out of my eyes is the very same as the one in the womb, nestled in shadow and light. Hearing the muffled sounds of reverberating voices through uterine wall. The very same as the one-year-old standing in hesitation, attempting his first steps. The very same as the six-year-old marveling at her six-layered birthday cake, which fights the good fight, but topples nonetheless. The very same as the 12-year-old perplexed and hurt by some heretofore life events. The very same as the 22-year-old working in the Big Apple. The very same as the 30-year-old beholding the beauty of her saint's face while living in her ashram in ancient Mother India. The very same as the 35-year-old entering married life, content that she has waited and is now embarking on that new phase. The very same person as that 39 and 42-year-old giving birth to one son and then another and feeling the magic of that first miraculous, sweet meeting. The very same as the 44-year-old now writing this poem. Premortal awareness, our unwavering dearest friend. From before birth until after death, stretching eternally behind and before us. Ah.